It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Hawaii music legend Willie Kay has passed away. He was 59 years old. Willie Kay was born William Kahaialii, and his Wikipedia page said he was born and raised in Lahaina, Maui. His family posted on his Instagram page that he passed away surrounded by them in his home in Wailuku last night. The musician was diagnosed with small cell cancer in his upper right lung in early 2018. His family also said on Instagram, in February of this year, he was hospitalized for pneumonia, which caused complications with his lung cancer. They also noted a celebration of his life will be announced at a later time. While never a guest, Willie Kay was spoken about several times over the years by other people when they were on the show. One was guitar player George Benson, who once lived in the islands and who spoke with us a few years ago ahead of some Hawaii dates, bringing up some local musicians he's a fan of, including Willie Kay.
Great players in the islands. As a matter of fact, Hawaii, let's face it, they're the best ukulele players on the planet.
Right on.
And I heard some great music because I used to spend my afternoons on Maui, listening at records by all of the top Hawaiian stars. My very favorite was Gabby Pahinui. And then I heard all of the rest of them, you know, all the great ones in the islands, Danny Kalikini and Lowell Garner and the Brothers Casimero and, of course, Uncle Willie Kay. They called him Uncle now. When I met him, he was a teenager.
That was George Benson talking about Willie Kay, and another major artist took time to recall Willie during their interview on the show, and that was Elvin Bishop. He had a few Hawaii connections of his own and a humorous way of remembering just how far back he had known Willie Kay.
I'll tell you something. You know Willie Kay, right?
Of course.
Yeah. When I met him, he must have weighed about 150 pounds.
Wow. And you're using that by comparison, I guess.
Huh?
And you're, without saying so much, you're saying, and that should show you how long you've known Willie, is what you're trying to say.
Yes, there you go. And I met him in the 70s. He's always had that great voice.
Elvin Bishop, remembering Willie Kay. And a recent guest, Taj Mahal, who was just on in March, also brought Willie up. Willie Kay had been originally billed as the opener for Taj's run of dates at the Blue Note, where Willie was a regular performer of his own. Willie didn't end up doing those shows with Taj, but it was a chance for Taj Mahal to offer up some history and kind words about Willie Kay and what he brought to music in the islands.
It's also billed, Taj, as featuring special guest Willie Kay.
Yeah, but I think Willie, from what I understand,
not going to do it.
He might not be able to do it.
Taj has had a very, very long, deep connection to the islands. But when you think of somebody like Willie, is that a guy you remember from just decades and decades ago?
Oh, yeah. Hearing about him, knowing about him, and finally getting to meet him, and then playing on a couple of his different blues festivals that
right.
he had, you
right.
know, and then him coming out and playing on the blues cruises, you know, so it was really great, you know, to get him out there, you know, and or helping, being part of the people that helped get his name in front of the people that have to make the decisions for him to come out on the blues cruise. So, and then, you know, so many people got to hear him, you know, and it was like, you know, the influence that the steel guitars had on music in general, and in specific, you know, the blues, you know, you got to make room for, you know, that type of people that created that kind of innovation, you know, who also absorbed the blues and the jazz and country and pop and what they've done and created a music with an incredible personal stamp on it.
The words of Taj Mahal honoring Willie. We also heard Elvin Bishop and George Benson paying tribute to the legendary Hawaii musician Uncle Willie Kay, who has passed away at 59. And we honor him here on All Things Considered.
When the sun is rising up in the morning, girl, it's the starting of a new day. I love to see the morning sunshine right down on your lovely face. I like to look at your smiling face, child. It's gonna be a wonderful day. You know, I wake up and say, good morning, how you feeling?
are you feeling? And when you kiss me, it's so sweet. You set my heart on fire.